Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. It won't be as happy of a holiday at a Kansas City park thanks to vandals. Brandon Dixon reports.
Clifton Park's splash pad is closed today and for at least the next couple of weeks after criminals significantly damaged the park, stealing specialized parts. The park was supposed to open for Memorial Day weekend, but now the city's awaiting replacements and hopes to have repairs made by the middle of June. Heathwood splash pad also not open this holiday weekend, as critical repairs are needed at the splash park before it can safely operate. There's not a specific time frame for when Heathwood splash pad will open.
One person was reported dead after a car deer collision Thursday night in Jackson County. Authorities say it happened near 254th Road and U.S. 75 Highway, about 2 miles north of Holton. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The month of May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. With over 5 million Americans affected each year, Norton County Hospital and Clinic would like to shed some light on the importance of sun safety and skin health. Whether you're enjoying a day at the lake, gardening in your backyard, or simply taking a walk, remember to wear sunscreen, protective clothing, and to seek shade whenever possible. Take these simple steps to reduce your risk and have a sun-safe summer.
Animal Hospital is proud of the members from all the area FFA chapters. The students' dedication and hard work will help them to be successful at the state convention this year. From the Animal Hospital, with locations in Plainville and Phillipsburg, find us on Facebook or contact us at theanimalhospitalks@gmail.com.
Garden Gate Etc. is having a Memorial Day sale worth remembering. Now through Saturday, all Resident Chef products and all Whitney Nut products are 40% off. Whitney Nuts, Virginia Peanuts, Almonds, Party Mixes, and Cashews, 40% off. Resident Chef Cheesecake, Salad, and Soup Mixes, 40% off. Garden Gate has a variety of plant statues, flowers, to show respect and remember your loved ones this Memorial Day. Don't forget, 40% off all Resident Chef and Whitney Nuts, now through Saturday, at Garden Gate Etc.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference in Kansas City wraps up later this morning. Many of the cattle producers in attendance at this year's conference are awaiting this afternoon's Cattle on Feed report. Randy Block, CEO of Cattle Facts, who spoke during this year's conference, gave his thoughts on this afternoon's report.
Well, I think you'll go through a period in here now for most of the months from now to the end of the year where we'll see cattle on feed numbers will stay below the previous year. So, yeah, we just don't have the available supply outside of feedlots to continue to keep placements above a year ago. Therefore, we're going to see these cattle on feed numbers continue to trickle below the previous year level.
The average analyst estimates are expecting April placements to be down 5.4% year over year, which, if true, would be the lowest placements for April since 2020. The May 1st cattle on feed numbers are estimated at 11.556 million head, down 0.8%. The April marketing numbers is estimated to average 1.857 million head, which would be up 9.3% year over year. The report will be released at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on Thursday announced that the USDA is investing in domestic fertilizer projects to strengthen competition for U.S. agriculture. The funding comes via the Fertilizer Production and Expansion Program. USDA is awarding $83 million in 12 states for projects through the program that provides grants to independent business owners to help them modernize equipment, adopt new technologies, build production plants, and more. Vilsack says the investments will increase domestic fertilizer production and strengthen our supply chain, all while creating good-paying jobs that will benefit everyone. This has been a check of agriculture news. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Times of transition, whether from a sad event or a joyful one, can leave us feeling adrift. Social connections are an important part of a healthy life. Being isolated and lonely can be harmful to your health. It can lead to high blood pressure, a greater risk of heart disease, and early onset dementia. So it's important to build and maintain connections to people, not just in your family, but others whose relationships bring meaning to your life. Trying a new hobby, volunteering, exercising, even using your phone or other device to stay in touch with others. All these can be great ways to keep up your social connections and your physical and mental well-being. Visit connecttoeffect.org to see if you're at risk of social isolation and find ways to get connected. Presented by AARP Foundation with support from United Healthcare.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll get some nice weather over our holiday weekend, but another low and cold front will be arriving late tomorrow into Sunday with rain and thunderstorms, and another round of severe storms expected tomorrow afternoon into early Sunday. Memorial Day looks fair and mild. Temperatures will stay a little bit above average tomorrow through Monday, mostly 80s, although northern Kansas may stay in the upper 70s. Looks like tomorrow will be the warmest day of the weekend, with some of the southern and southwestern counties getting into the low 90s. By late Saturday, the next low moves in with a warm front ahead of it and moist air coming in from the south. On the map, a cold front is exiting eastern Kansas. Things look dry for the rest of today, with high pressure taking over for a little while. Mostly 70s and 80s on today's highs. The wind will be a little bit gusty behind that front out of the north or northwest. Overnight, high pressure will move into central Kansas, so it looks like we'll stay clear. Lows in the 40s and 50s. Saturday starts off with sunshine as high pressure moves off to the east. A stationary frontal boundary will set up near our western counties, and we'll have a warm front moving in from the south. Temperatures will hit the low 90s in the southwestern counties tomorrow afternoon, mostly 80s for the rest of the state. Showers and thunderstorms, along with some severe weather, possible by late tomorrow afternoon, overnight into Sunday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, low 70s with upper 40s and low 50s overnight. Low to mid 70s north central, and tonight we're in the low 50s. Mid to upper 70s northeast and low 50s for tonight's lows. In the southwestern counties, upper 70s with upper 40s overnight. South central, upper 70s to low 80s, and we're in the low to mid 50s for the overnight hours. Low 80s southeast and mid 50s for tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.